You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome to the Gym Class for a Thursday here on KGYM. Beautiful day in Eastern Iowa. Hope you're enjoying it. Taking it through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes from our studios in the southwest side. Isaac on the other side of the glass once again today joining us as... Got a good show for you coming up. Stephen Rowe is going to join us, and we're going to reminisce about his tenure at the University of Iowa. He's seen a lot. Going to talk about that. Plenty to discuss before that. Iowa baseball in action right now. We'll update you and keep you abreast on the Hawkeyes and the Hoosiers as they are playing a winner's bracket game right now in Omaha. And talk about that. America's team with the win last night. How is Zach doing? How's Michael Block doing? That and a whole lot else. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, celebrating their 75th anniversary. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being at DuPaco.com. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. We've got Game 5 between Boston and the Miami Heat coming up tonight for you at 7 o'clock, 7:30 with tip-off for that one. Can Boston remain alive? They're down 3-1. They're back home in front of their very loud, boisterous fans, and we'll see if they can keep things rolling and perhaps go back to South Beach for a game number 6. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Scott, Isaac, everyone out there. Pleased to be back in the studio today and looking forward to a chat with Steve Rowe, who has quietly completed 33 years.
Wow. I mean, it just does not seem like that
long. It does not. And it's really odd. I think it's odd. Much like Iowa's football coaching, Iowa has only had 4 sports information directors in its history.
George Wine.
Phil Hattie. And a guy named Wilson.
And Steve Rowe. so we're going to talk about with Steve coming up in just a little bit. Just his great career, give him a tip of the hat, and talk with him coming up in just a little bit. What's going on in Omaha? Right now, they're in the bottom of the second inning, and this has been a wild one so far. If you have the starting time tonight for the next game going on time, I've got news for you. Probably not going to happen. Right now, they are in the bottom of the second inning. Indiana with a 2-1 lead. Iowa came up with an unearned run in the top of inning number 2. Braden Frazier, the former Jefferson Jayhawk, with a fly ball to right field and was not going to score the runner from third base for Iowa, but a really wild throw by Indiana, who the Hoosiers have committed 3 errors in 2 innings. Meanwhile, Brody Brecht right now having all sorts of problems for the Hawkeyes as far as his control is concerned. Right now, Indiana with the first 2 on in the bottom of the second inning. Nobody out. Hoosiers are trying to bunt, Mark. They are trying to bunt, and they have done it successfully. How about that? And almost a wild throw, but it's going to be second and third, 1 out for Indiana. Coming up here in just a little bit. Brody Brecht has walked a couple, hit 2, and has given up a couple of hits as well.
Yeah, you can throw 100 miles all you want, but if you can't control your pitches, then it's a problem. And that has been sort of a problem for Brody Brecht this season, and it coming to fruition again today. So let's see if he can work out of it.
You either get very good Brody Brecht, or kind of, like you said, a little bit of are you hitting the bull today, Brody Brecht? And unfortunately, it's hitting the bull, Brody Brecht, so far. I don't think Rick Heller is going to have a very long leash today. In fact, he was already on the walkie-talkie a moment ago talking to the bullpen. So I'm not sure what Iowa's going to do. If Brody does have to come out, are they going to go long with, you know, their third starter, Ty Langenberg? Don't know. Remains to be seen. This is why it's why Rick Heller gets the big money and the accolades right here.
Yeah, it is a double elimination tournament, but you want to stay in the side of things. And Iowa hardly out of it. It's only 2-1
right now. Yeah, they're not out of it. They're not out of it. And they got, as I mentioned, that run, unearned run.
It was tough in the first inning when Iowa loaded the bases, nobody out, and the Indiana pitcher worked himself out of it.
Yeah, that was really a tough situation right there. But 2-1 in the bottom of the second inning, and we will keep you updated on what is happening in Omaha right now. And a big strikeout for Brody Brecht right there. You give, you take, you give, you get. It's been fun. You don't know what's coming down the pike. But a great curveball right there. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That's phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600. As I mentioned, we've got Game 5 coming up tonight between Boston and Miami. South Beach probably still without any sleep from last night. As Isaac knows, America's team. America's team. The Florida Panthers coming through with the win last night with 5 seconds remaining, as only it could have been scripted for the Florida Panthers to sweep the Carolina Hurricanes last night. Matthew Tkachuk with the goal to win it for the Panthers. And now they await probably the Vegas Golden Knights, because I can't imagine Dallas coming back to win four in a row against Las Vegas.
Now the script continuing to be written, right?
It's been with amazing. It has been amazing so far. Crazy, 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 crazy. Well, you give, you take, you give, and now another give. Wild pitch has scored a run, so it's 3-1 Indiana now, as Brody Brecht just threw one in the dirt. That got away. Tough one right there, and it's now 3-1 Indiana with a runner on third and two outs. So we'll keep you updated on the ball game over in Omaha here. But, yeah, and it could be – it's going to be June 3rd when the Stanley Cup Final gets underway. Same thing with the NBA. June 1st is the NBA Finals getting underway. They've got that set for television. We know that the third, I believe it's the third, that's what Spencer and I were looking at yesterday, that is the first game of the Stanley Cup. So it's going to be a long and you hope not rust-bringing layoff for America's team, the Florida Panthers. Have you caught Panther fever, Isaac?
I mean, I don't really have a team as far as hockey goes, so I like cool stories like that. So might as well. Sure, I have caught Panther fever.
Yes! He's caught Panther fever, ladies and gentlemen.
Again, as someone who doesn't really follow hockey that closely, I love stories like this. So I'll go with, I'm cheering for the Panthers. All because of you, though.
Thank you.
You have convinced me.
All right. And Jeff Johnson, who said, if you recall last week when we had him on, he said anybody but Vegas. Now, I'm not quite of that ilk, but I am rooting for the Florida Panthers because I think it's a great story. And also shows that the hockey and basketball regular season doesn't mean anything. To all those who say the college basketball regular season doesn't mean anything, the number 8 seed in both the NBA and the NHL with a chance to go to the finals. Right, Mark?
Exactly. And we've touched on this before, but it is happening. And frankly, to me, nothing better than summertime hockey and basketball, and late fall, winter baseball.
November baseball? Nothing better than a World Series in November. Didn't used to be that way. By the way, just a little look at tomorrow and what's coming up. We are going to have our Friday topic coming up tomorrow, and we are going to talk about the great traditions in sports coming up tomorrow. Great traditions. Maybe one of those is, hey, a World Series that is played in October. I don't know. Just throwing that out there, Mark. Just throwing it out there for you. Perhaps that's that one that our listeners will come up with. We're going to do that tomorrow.
It'd be a fun topic, and we always get a lot of interaction on it. And make your notes. Give us a ring or a text tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to that. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. Hey, wanted to get to this, too, and we're going to talk with Steve Rowe coming up in about 15 minutes, but did want to talk about this, and that is the fact that we did have an adjustment as far as the rules of the National Football League is concerned a couple of days ago, Mark, and college, and there are many NFL coaches that are against it. Andy Reid, I know, has come out against it publicly. The NFL is going to go to the college rule on kickoffs. You can call a fair catch, and you can only do that inside your 24-yard line. If you're like at the 28-yard line, you can't do that. You can fall on the ball. You can do it, things like that. But another safety precaution put in as far as football is concerned, and a lot of coaches are saying you're not going to see kickoff returns starting next year in the National Football League. This is, from what I read, this is a one-year trial basis for this rule. So we'll see how it goes, but there's a lot of pushback right now among coaches.
If the returner fair catches the ball inside his 25-yard line, the series starts at the 25.
Much like college.
And, you know, I don't know what the percentage is, but a lot of kicks go out of the end zone.
Correct.
So there's no kickoff per se anyway. But Andy Reid is not really happy about this. He says, where does it stop, right? We'll see how things go. You don't want to take too many pieces away and you'll be playing flag football. And John Harbaugh of the Baltimore Ravens has sided with Andy Reid.
Yeah, he has. And the
reason, depends on if you have a premier kick returner or not, right?
Well, yes. And the other thing is, and I know as far as the Chiefs are concerned, just following the Chiefs, is that they've really developed with Harrison Butker a system where he will, I mean, every kicker goes directional. Okay, we're going to kick it left, we're going to kick it right, et cetera, et cetera. But they've really started to put the impetus on kicking it. Okay, we're going to kick into the 5-yard line in the corner very high. We're going to get down there, and we're going to try to get them inside the 20-yard line. Well, that strategy's out the window now. You could do, I guess, something like what the spring leagues are doing. And, you know, they've got separate rules, trying to make it safer, but still having the kickoff be a viable part of football. And I kind of like those rules a little bit myself. I'm kind of with Harbaugh and Reid on this one. I get it. It's a safety move by the National Football League. You don't want guys having head-on collisions after a 50-yard run. I get it. But, yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
I guess I don't have a huge problem with the rule and testing it out this year if that's what they're going to do. But it does take an element out of the game, especially late in the game, when your team might be down a field goal or, a touchdown, and you can get a return to midfield or further. We've seen that happen many, many times. I don't know how many kickoffs were returned for touchdowns last year. Probably less than 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely less than 10.
So I'm not going to get too stirred up by this, but it does change the game.
It does. Matt in Cedar Rapids says Devin Hester would never fair catch. Well, hey, You got Devin Hester, a Hall of Famer, and would he be now with this rule? You got to ask yourself that, correct?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think he would be. I don't think he would be. Tim Dwight ran back a kickoff in the Super Bowl for a touchdown. Wouldn't get that opportunity now, more than likely.
With Atlanta being down big time.
Well, yeah, and that is true. That is true. 319-366-1600. You don't have to fair catch this 42-85. Maybe have a good returner. Makes the difference in games. And that is true. That is true. But I think more often than not, I think you're going to see a fair catch called for now. If, like you said, Mark, a lot of times the kickers are just banging it out of the end zone. And Matt, the Michigan fan, says maybe kickers can learn how to do a really hard squib kick. It would be kind of fun to watch. Kick it down to, what, the 12-yard line? Kind of tough to do that, though. I mean, especially in all the artificial surfaces we have in the National Football League.
Cyclone Tim has a really good point. It could cost jobs. The Vikings have former Cyclone Kenny Nwangu. Bummer if that keeps him off a team.
Yeah, it really could. It really could.
It's a good returner.
Very good returner. He had one last year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
A kickoff for a touchdown. 3:22, we're going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up in just a little bit, but that is going to change the face of the National Football League. And I think that's going to be the thing I'm looking for in preseason games this year. I'm not going to say exhibition games, Mark. Preseason games. I'm going to see how the kickoffs go and how that changes the game a little bit. 5 returns for touchdowns last year. Thank you, 0835.
Yeah.
I knew it was less than 10. And I believe Nwangu had one. I'm not going to bet the house on it.
That's my recollection, too.
But I think that he did. Did he, Isaac? Did Kenny Nwangu have a kickoff return for a touchdown last year? I know you're on it, man. When
the Vikings did have a kickoff return for a touchdown last year. It doesn't say who it was, but it does say they have one.
Viking fans, was it Kenny Nwangu?
I'm going to assume yes, but I can guarantee that the Vikings at least had one.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume it's him.
One of the 5 belonged to the Minnesota Vikings. And I think it was him, if I recall. Think it was. 319-366-1600 here at 3:23 on the Gym Class. Thank you, 3148 says, yes, he did. Yes, he did. I thought I saw that on the old Red Zone channel. Mm. That I'm still debating on this year because that's going to be a little bit more than perhaps I want to chew. We'll see. We'll see when it comes to it, Mark.
No debate in my mind.
Chiefs don't have a lot of Sunday afternoon games this year, so that may help out a little bit. But I know hey, we're going to have a lot of games on here on KGYM. I can tell you that. So we will have the NFL coming up again this fall. Primetime games as well as Sunday afternoon games from Sports USA. Hope everybody enjoyed the hockey last night with Florida getting the win. They do a tremendous job covering hockey on Sports USA. Still 3-1 in Omaha, Indiana, with a runner on at first base with 2 outs in the bottom of inning number 3. The second-seeded Hoosiers leading the third-seeded Hawkeyes right now by a score of 3-1. And hopefully a comeback in the making here for the Iowa Hawkeyes. All right, Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update now. And we're going to talk to Steve Rowe coming up in just a little bit. And it is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway in First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot. And what do we got?
Afternoon baseball, a couple finals in the books. The Cardinals have defeated the Reds 2-1. Tampa Bay, the beat goes on, defeating Toronto 6-3. In progress, in the 5th inning, Miami leading Colorado 2-1. Second inning, Washington on top of San Diego 1-0. The Charles Schwab Challenge being played down in Texas. rough first nine for Zach Johnson. He suffered a triple bogey on the fifth hole and completed his first nine holes in three over par. Also at that figure is Michael Block. The Block party continues, but not going so well for Michael. He is three over through seven holes, four bogeys, and a birdie. Kirkwood is trying to win a national golf title. The Eagles lead the Division II Junior College National Tournament after two rounds. And right now, clinging to the lead in the third round, the Eagles have a three-stroke lead over Parkland College. That tournament will conclude with a fourth round tomorrow. And finally, Kennedy has found its replacement for Athletic Director Aaron Stecker. He is Sean Thompson. He will be the new AD at Kennedy. He's got a deep background in swimming. He was the boys' swim coach. Coincidentally, Chad Durline now will coach both the boys' and the girls' swim teams.
We might not see him at bowling as much.
Maybe not. That could be a good thing.
I mean, I'm glad for Chad, but Chad's a good bowler, too.
Excellent bowler.
Very good bowler right there. Congratulations to Coach Pint and Kirkwood getting things done. Hopefully they can bring home a national championship for the Junior College Division II, because they've had some really good golfers over the last handful of years at Kirkwood. And that'd be awesome if they can get another national championship. They're running out of banner space at Johnson Hall, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the softball national tournament, on and on and on, annually in the basketball tournament. Quite a successful program over there. Kirkwood now up by four.
Keep it going. Gone to the fourth in Omaha, still 3-1 in Indiana, leading Iowa. That one in a winner's bracket game in Omaha at the Big Ten Baseball Tournament. We're going to take a break, come back, get you a look at weather, and when we return, we're going to reminisce with Steve Rowe from the University of Iowa Athletic Department, and he's going to be stepping aside and retiring. Going to talk about his terrific three-decade-plus run with the Hawkeyes, and we'll do that when we return here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today, and it's going to be feeling beautiful. Temperatures will be in the low 70s, and the humidity will be nice and low, making it super comfortable outside. As we head into tonight, we'll have clear skies and temperatures will fall down into the low 40s. Tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies once again with temperatures in the mid 70s. We are going to warm it up over the holiday weekend with temperatures in the 80s each day under sunny skies. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls soccer team is keeping the postseason alive. On Tuesday, they shut out Iowa Falls Alden 3-0 in the Class 2A Region 1 semifinal. Macy Herding knocked in two goals, and Savannah Stout had one. The Saints play in the sub-state finals in Independence tonight at 7. The Xavier boys tennis team wrapped up state individual play yesterday. The Xavier girls tennis team will begin state individual play tomorrow. The girls' golf team begins play in the Class 3A state tournament in Cedar Falls today. And the Xavier softball team got in their first game of the season Monday, and they got the W. The Saints bested Marion 5-3. They'll face Linmar tonight. And the Xavier baseball team will welcome Iowa City Liberty to Saints Field for a doubleheader tomorrow night.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Opening to the public in September 2023, it's Pin Seekers, with two levels of year-round entertainment featuring 56 all-weather luxury golf suites, smart target greens, 18 holes of authentic mini golf, 6 lanes of duck pin mini bowling, multi-sport simulators, event space, and so much more. For a limited time, get your individual or family membership and save over $500 while also receiving 3 months free. Get your membership or gift card today at pinseekers.golf.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Maintaining your yard is easy with Greenworks outdoor power equipment. There's no need to mess with oil or gas with a 40-volt cordless push mower. It's powerful, lightweight, and starts instantly with a push of a button. Pick up a Greenworks 40-volt push lawnmower for just $299.99 after 11% off. Good to May 29th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
3:30, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Thanks for joining us today. Presented by DePaco Community Credit Union, online at DePaco.com. We've got NBA playoff basketball coming up tonight for you at 7 o'clock. It'll be game number 5 between Boston and Miami. Heat win, and it'll be the Heat and the Nuggets in the NBA Finals, which will get started next week on June the 1st. And again, we'll keep you updated. Iowa with a runner on at first and one out in the top of the fourth inning, trailing Indiana by a score of 3-1 right now. And I think our next guest got a vested interest in that game, Mark.
I think he does, and we're really pleased to be joined by University of Iowa Associate Athletic Director for Athletics Communications, also known as a Sports Information Director.
That's what it used to be.
Back in my day. Steve Rowe. Steve, sorry to tear you away from the baseball game for a minute, but thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks. Good to be with you guys. I hope that doesn't mean I can't pay attention to the baseball game at the same time, because I am a very interested observer of Iowa baseball.
We are as well. Should say Hall of Famer Steve Rowe.
That's true.
Taken into the Casita Hall of Fame last summer. Quite an honor, Steve.
Yeah, it very much is, to be recognized, you know, by your peers, no matter what you do. It was very very rewarding to get that honor, and obviously, you know, you can't do it without great people, and that's one thing I've been blessed with during my career here in Iowa City, is that great staff of people and assistants and associates, and work well together to cover all the Hawkeye sports that we do, and feel very fortunate, for sure.
Well, as Steve, Mark talked about this at the outset of the show, that, you know, we've always talked about the fact that Iowa's had two football coaches in, you know, 40 years plus. Well, they've had four guys that have been sports information directors, basically.
Since 1923.
Since 1920s, yeah. That's a rarity, isn't it? And, you know, a feather in not only your cap, but everyone's cap for that.
Well, it really, you know, when you, I don't know if a lot of people, you know, really paid attention to the history of the position, you know, but, you know, Eric Wilson, you know, when the position was established, 1923-24, he was a great track sprinter here at Iowa and ran in the Olympics. And, you know, from there he took the job, and Eric only worked from 1924 to 1968. So he held down the job for quite a while, and it's amazing that I can tell people, you know, I can go back to the, you know, 1939 now, Kinnick, and before that, and find, you know, pretty good records of football games and other events and stuff. So Eric Wilson certainly got this, the Iowa office off to a good start. And then, you know, George Wine did a great job. He took over in 68 and was here till 1993. And Phil Hattie, the Cedar Rapids native, you know, stepped in and did a great job. I was able to work for Phil and George. And then, you know, glad to serve my years, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah, since 1990, when you joined the staff, Steve, you did have mentors in Wine and Hattie. I'm really curious, and worked with you in the 90s, but it seems to me that that office, like so many other things in life, have changed. It has grown. Your responsibilities maybe have grown as well. Talk about what's happened, please, since 1990.
Yeah, you know, to say a lot would be an understatement, you know, and, you know, going from manual typewriters to electric typewriters, we thought that was a big jump, you know, way back then. But it has, and it's just like, you know, with everything, with technology and all that, you go from, you know, a hand stat crew that does everything by hand and fills out the sheets after the games to a computer where you enter it play by play. And when the game's over, you print out the final stats in the fourth quarter and you're done. And that kind of thing. So technology has been a big part of it. Obviously, then, you know, the computerization of all the staff programs, and then, you know, the social media and the instant information. You know, we don't, Mark, you know, in the newspaper business, it used to be the next morning, you know, before people read the news, and now it's instantaneous. So it really is a 24/7 job. And, you know, there's news breaks at any time of day or night. It's not, you know, wait till the morning paper comes out or whatever. So that's a lot of it. And it's just, you know, people want their information and they want it immediately and they want, you know, video and they want photos. And, you know, we're fortunate in our external relations unit here. We have great people in all areas and we're able to provide that. And, you know, we're just fortunate at how much interest there is in Hawkeye Athletics and everything that we do.
Yeah, did you ever think that, or maybe you did vision back in 1990 that, you know, 30 years down the road, it would be almost, everything would be instantaneous. And, you know, like you said, a good crux of what you guys do now has to be that instantaneous social networking, social media aspect of it, and almost more important than anything right now.
Yeah, you know, the actual game results or the play-by-play of a game or any of that, it has taken a little bit of a backseat or at least an equal billing of it's more reaction-based. What, you know, what did the coach say? What did the player say? You know, why did that happen or how did it happen? You know, the exact, you know, the play-by-play stuff is maybe less than it was in previous years, but people still want to, you know, they want to see what happened. They want to hear about it. They want interviews. You know, they want videos. You know, everything now is, everything is instantly, you know, available on social media. Hey, did you see that play? Did you see that basket? See that kick? Whatever. And it's instantaneous. And you have to be ready for it. And you have to deal with it all the time during your events.
You spent about 20 years concentrating on basketball, Steve, and I wonder what the years with Davis and Alford and Licklider were like.
They were all good and all different. You know, probably every head coach of any sport is, you know, they have their own ways of doing things and how they operate and all that. I worked with some really, really, really good ones. I'm fortunate, you know, to this day to be able to play a little golf with Tom Davis, and I love every minute of it. And you know, I've stayed in contact with Coach Alford, and Coach Licklider and I will exchange a text every now and then too. So, you know, in their different ways, they all had different levels of success. You know, Tom, great tournament runs. You know, that still remember that his last game in 99, you know, we lost to Connecticut, who went on to win the national title. And, you know, Steve didn't have maybe as much success in the NCAA, but he won, you know, two Big Ten tournaments where Tom Davis, you know, didn't win a Big Ten tournament game. So, you know, differences there. And then Coach Licklider came in, didn't have, you know, that level of success maybe that we all wanted him to have and he wanted to have. But a great guy, a very good defensive-minded basketball coach, and, you know, a better person than coach like they all were. And, you know, with any coach that you work with, you get to know them and you get to work with them. You know how hard they work. You feel their pain, you know, with the losses, and you try to help celebrate with the wins. And that, you know, that goes with all the student athletes as well.
It would be unfair of us to ask you, you know, oh, what's your favorite memory of all time, especially in basketball. But like you said, a few stand out. I think Tom Davis's last run certainly is going to stand out. Steve Alford's first win at Madison Square Garden against Connecticut. That stands out, I'm sure. Or maybe there's some others that, you know, not a lot of people would even think about that were pretty special to you anyway.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that. It wasn't just that with Coach Davis, that last, you know, the Connecticut game and all that, but, you know, beating Arkansas, you know, in the second round was a great game. You know, Jess Settles and Kent McCausland, some Iowa natives that played big roles in that. And then, you know, so that certainly was a lot of fun. And Steve's, you know, era really did open with a bang. So winning beating Indiana that first Big Ten title in 01, that was a great game. You know, Reggie Evans just people just remember he just put the team on his back and said, you know, we're not going to lose. And if these guys miss a shot, I'm going to get the rebound, which he did about every time. And, you know, so that was a great run. You know, bowl game, you know, obviously, you know, the Warren Holloway, you know, story from, you know, defeating LSU, a couple other big wins in bowl games over SEC teams where you're the underdog. You know, 2015, that was a magical run in football that, you know, coming off a disappointing season in 2014 where people didn't know what, you know, the season might bring. And then just every week climbing that ladder. And, you know, we were the team that year that the rest of the country wanted to hate because we were the team that, you know, could have upset the apple cart if we'd have been able to hang on and beat Michigan State in that championship game. So, you know, sometimes it just, the unexpected can be more fun than the expected. And we've certainly had those years in different sports where, you know, guys, you know, get hot and you just ride that wave and enjoy it while you're having that success.
Steve, as Scott referenced, only two head football coaches in 40-plus years. Now, you probably didn't work, I know you didn't work as much with Hayden Fry as you have with Kirk Ferentz. Is it possible to compare and contrast the two?
Well, you know, successful coaches have their own ways of doing things, but they're consistent in the way they do them and what they do. And you can certainly say that, you know, about both Hayden and Kirk. You know what to expect. The players know what to expect. And that leads a lot, you know, to a lot of their success. But, you know, working with Hayden was great, had a great, great success. Hayden was a very personable, but he was also very demanding. And I think you find that out with, you know, with Kirk. He's the same way, does things, you know, the same way. People know what to expect. And as long as you do, you know, keep up with your expectations, everything's good. And the players know what to expect. And the consistency and the stability of both of those coaches and is really a key part of their success.
Things have changed, as you mentioned, Steve, from the time that you took and came in. What do you think? I'm going to ask you, looking into the future, I know nobody, you know, in 1990 thought there would ever be NIL or transfer portals or things like that. I don't know. What's the next 20 years going to be like, you think, in college athletics? Are we going to see maybe the Power Five leagues break away? Is the NCAA going to still be an umbrella over everything? And just what are your thoughts?
Yeah, boy, it's really wide open, isn't it? I mean, what could happen and what might happen? You know, there's some lawsuits starting to build about student athletes being employees or not, and how that would change how they're treated. Obviously, you know, the transfer portal and the NIL. I mean, great for the student athletes. You know, part of me is a little old school that you know, it's hard for me to watch kids, you know, change schools three times during a 4 or 5 year career. I'd prefer the stability of, you know, having, you know, guys on your teams for 3 and 4 years. But again, it's a little old school and you have to advance with the times. And so, you know, who knows where that's going to go. The new president of the NCAA, I know he's looking at how they can change things, how they can maybe, you know, draw things back a little bit, but that's always hard, you know, to take two steps back when you seem to be racing forward. So, you know, who knows? It's hard to predict that, you know, whether, you know, the teams and programs changing leagues and all that, you know, could keep changing, probably will keep changing. You know, the Big Ten Conference, obviously with the UCLA and USC, and now, you know, from our business point of view, from the communications and inside athletics, it's, you know, the Big Ten has now signed contracts with CBS and NBC. And so, you know, we've already started getting, you know, requests and stuff like that as those two networks prepare for the upcoming football season. You know, how do they build up their Big Ten inventory and how do they get their behind-the-scenes stories and, they want to come in during the summer and say, what's it like to do a game at your stadium or this stadium? So there's all that new kind of stuff that's going on with the TV networks. You know, unfortunately, as a as an old school guy, it's like, wow, you know, Iowa's not going to be on ESPN. So, you know, a lot of people haven't heard of Peacock and the other apps that all of a sudden in the next few years you might have to watch Big Ten sports. So those are some of the things that, you know, I'll be sitting around watching and just seeing how the changes, you know, take effect and how it all goes. But certainly to say that there's not going to continue to be change would probably be ill-advised.
Joined by Steve Rowe, University of Iowa Associate Athletic Director for Athletic Communications at with the Hawkeyes. Steve, what are you going to miss? What are you not going to miss?
Yeah, probably, you know, you talk about the hours, you know, what we do can, you know, it can be 24/7 for a good portion of the year, but that's also the fun of it too. And I think, you know, what anything that people miss about their jobs are other people. And that's in this business, it's the coaches, it's the student athletes, it's the people you work with. You know, we get to work with the people within athletics, and we also get to work with, you know, all the media, the TV networks, the local press, the local media that cover Iowa on a daily basis. So you miss those relationships, and that's, you know, that's the one thing that you hope you don't miss them too much. And I'll be a fan, I'll be watching games and attending games, but missing the behind the scenes will certainly be a part of it. There's nothing like a joyous, victorious locker room when the student athletes, you know, get to, you know, feel the reward of a hard week of work and that kind of thing, or a hard day of work getting ready for basketball games and other events. So it's, you know, there's a lot to miss, but I'm going to hopefully sit back and enjoy watching from the outside.
Just don't play Dr. Tom too many times in golf for too much, you know, stakes.
I gotta be on his team. He gets saddled with me sometimes, but no, he's great to play golf with, and he's not just the game of golf, but the history of golf, not just playing the game. So it's a lot of fun anytime I can spend a few hours with Coach on the golf course. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think we know for you, Steve, what the summer's going to look like in retirement. What about that first football game? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, knowing that it'll be different. But, you know, I've never sat with my wife at an Iowa football game. Nah. I've always been working. So, yeah. You know, her and my family and our kids and grandkids have tickets. And my plan is to be sitting out there having a fun, you know, fall Saturdays and enjoy the atmosphere, a little tailgating, and go to the game. And when the game's over, I'll get out of there and won't be stuck in the stadium afterwards.
Yeah, and probably won't know what to do after the final final gun.
Steve will figure it out.
You're right. You're probably right.
It will be different. Will be different for sure. And Steve, on our behalf here, thanks for everything. And we look forward to your retirement and see what's coming up in the future. But thanks for all you've done, and enjoy retirement, man.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it, and I really will appreciate your coverage. And it's, you know, working for Iowa Athletics has been a dream come true and a lot of fun. And again, like I said earlier, that's the people in the building that I get to work with in the media. It's not many days have felt like a day of work. It's all been fun, and look forward to watching from the outside.
No, you got another month to go yet, Steve.
You bet.
And hopefully a baseball regional to I think we're going to be okay, but we'll see.
Oh yeah, our guys will either today, or if it's not today, tomorrow they'll bounce back, or they'll win this one, whatever it is, and they'll be in the NCAA tournament. And Rick Keller does a great job, and those guys work their tails off, and look forward to following them through the end of the season.
That'll be good. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
All right. Steve Rowe joining us here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM as we come up on 3:50. Going to take a break, come back. We'll let you know the latest from Omaha and Charles Schwab Stadium, and have more for you after this here on KGYM.
Four!
I wish I was a better golfer.
Four is an odd word to yell.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of Progressive taking $50 off your deductibles. Just choose the Deductible Savings Bank feature and finish your policy period without filing a claim or having a driving violation.
Great, but what about my golf swing?
Oh, I just do insurance. Sorry.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Safe driver discount not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did... For breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack. So they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Back to wrap things up on the Gym Class for a Thursday here in KGYM. Our thanks to Steve Roach for joining us, the outgoing sports information director for the University of Iowa, looking back on his 3 decades plus at the job down in Iowa City. Speaking of Iowa City, the Iowa baseball team still down 3-1 at the Big Ten baseball tournament. The Hawkeyes, though, with a rally going on right now for Rick Heller and company, 2 on, 2 out in the top of the 5th inning as Iowa's got a single and a walk, a stolen base thrown in there as well, and probably going to be the last batter Luke Sennard's going to face, the Indiana starter, one way or the other here. They've had a couple of different meetings on the mound here, Mark, so we'll see how this plays out. Good opportunity for Iowa. They had bases loaded, nobody out in the first, did not score. And that's right now, that's the difference of this ball
game.
Yeah,
I might come back to haunt the Hawkeyes. We'll see. We'll see if Iowa can get a big hit here and get closer to the lead, if not equal it. We'll keep you up to date, as will Todd Brommelkamp from 4 to 6.
All right, 0835 in the text line. I don't think Kirkwood gets enough recognition for how well coached and how dominant the Athletics are year in and year out. I would second that. Isaac is also seconding that.
As a Kirkwood graduate, I agree. And full bias. And the softball team in action today as well against, not right now, they're still waiting for their first game before them in the NJCAA to finish, but they're going to play Parkland later today.
Parkland coming up. Yeah, Doug Wangemaster does a great job with his entire staff.
And it's Kirkwood and Parkland in the golf as well. Kirkwood with the lead of 6 strokes right now.
It's moving up.
Over Parkland College. That out in Indiana.
Moving up.
Well, you played some golf out there. Maybe not in Plymouth.
Not in Plymouth.
But
I've driven through Plymouth many times, though, on my way to see my younger son in Ohio. I know where Plymouth's at.
This is where the championship is being played, the Junior College Division II. And, again, that concludes tomorrow.
Yeah. Also the hometown of Scott Skiles, by the way.
Is
just
it?
Throwing that in there.
Yeah.
A flyout to left ends the fifth for the Hawkeyes, so they're halfway home in Omaha with Indiana leading Iowa 3-1. And, again, Todd will keep you updated on that. We've got NBA playoff basketball for you coming up tonight. 7 o'clock game 5 between Boston and Miami. I said Boston would win game 4. I think they're going to win tonight too, Mark.
I think they might too.
I think they're going to win tonight, and we'll see.
Yeah.
They've got a pulse.
Could make history.
Could make some history. Florida Panthers, everybody's favorites, won last night, made some history. 8th seed getting to the championship round, the Stanley Cup final. As they will take on either Vegas or Dallas. It's going to be Vegas. Who are we kidding? They lead that series 3-0, and we'll try to sweep it out coming up tonight. Tomorrow on the program, we will talk about the weekend, the big weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Take a look at the Iowa baseball team and more. Plus, our Friday topic, we are going to dive into great sports traditions. And which ones are your favorites out there? We're going to talk about that coming up tomorrow, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, non-stick and ball sports. What do you like? It doesn't even have to be something that's on the field or the court or whatever, what have you. It can be something beforehand, right ahead of the event, weeks ahead of the event. I don't know.
Good topic. I'm looking forward to it. I already got some things written down.
I got a few things, not written down, but in the mind, and we will get those on pad and paper, or with pencil and paper coming up. Nobody uses a pencil anymore, do they?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
You and I are still old school.
I love the mechanical pencils.
All right. Isaac, do you use pencil or pen? Pen, yeah. Yeah. Mark, again, we are old. All right. The Todd Brommelkamp Show coming up next. From 4 to 6 right here in KGYM. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Gilbert worked in retail and restaurant management for 14 years. It was time for a change.
I recognized where I was at was vulnerable to the whims of the economy.
Then he heard about My Computer Career. Gilbert went for it.
In as little as 7 months, I got all of my certifications at a fraction of a cost for college.
He became an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
I can work from any